Hey, Charlie, would you see who that is?
Charlie comes down to the front door. A middle-aged woman in black stands there with a scythe.
It's Death. Hi, Mom.
Your gardener left this in the driveway.
There's no gardener. It was a girl with a grudge.
Charlie takes the scythe from her as she comes in.
So how was your friend's funeral?
Oh, terribly disappointing.
Yeah, in my experience, nothing kills a party like a dead broad in a box.
Don't be glib, Charlie. Hello, Alan.
Oh, hey, Mom. Wow, you look nice.
Yes, mourning becomes me, doesn't it? If only more of my friends would die.
I'm sure the feeling's mutual.
Charlie, as long as you're over there, make Mommy a drink. It's been a very depressing afternoon.
Thanks for spreading it around.
Can you believe two of Cynthia's three children didn't even bother showing up at her funeral? And the one who did was drunk and cracking tasteless jokes about his mother all throughout the service.
You didn't happen to jot any of them down, did you?
And it wasn't just the children. The crowd was very sparse, and there was virtually no mourning.
Well, that's understandable, isn't it? You said no one really liked this woman.
Oh, she was a hateful shrew, but still. Fortunately, I was able to draw on my theater background and work up a good cry. Sense memory. I remember the time I wasn't cast as Blanche DuBois in Streetcar.
You're a good friend, Mom.
I know. I'm just glad that when my time comes, I won't have such a humiliating send-off.
Handsome Charlie and nerdy Alan swap looks.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
Of course, yeah. Send-off, yes.
Well, I'm going to go freshen up. Even fake tears can ruin one's mascara. Speaking of which, whoever did Cynthia's makeup should be shot and buried beside her. She looked like a varnished clown.
You'll go to Mom's funeral, won't you?
Of course. As the eldest son, it's my obligation to pound in the steak.
Typical. Nothing for Alan to do.
Okay, you can cut off her head and hold it up for the villagers.
Two and a Half Men, created by Chuck Lorre and Lee Aronson. Alan catches Charlie slipping on his jacket.
What are you doing?
Leaving before Mom gets out of the bathroom.
I thought we were taking her to dinner.
I can't listen to her anymore. It just blows my mind that she can go on and on about her toxic friend's sad little funeral when we both know she's going to end up exactly the same way.
I don't disagree, but there's an option to running away from her.
Yeah, but we'd get caught and you'd sell me out for a reduced sentence.
We could tell her the truth, that she's just as toxic as her late friend and that that's the way she's going to be remembered.
Charlie frowns at Alan.
Are you on crack?
Maybe if she realized how people see her, she might make an effort to change.
If she realized how people see her, she'd just get new people. What are we going to say, Alan? Hey, Mom, you're a crazy she-bat, and the only way people will come to your funeral is if your delighted son's turning into a 3-day beer bash with go-go dancers.
Well, we wouldn't start there.
All right, Cynthia's in the ground. My face is on. I look stunning in black. Let's go to dinner.
Just follow my lead. Mom?
Yes, dear.
Alan wrings his hands and looks at Charlie, who gives him a withering look.
Alan thinks you're a crazy she-bat and no one will mourn at your funeral either.
Alan holds up his hands as she gawps at him.
We're telling you this because we love you.
I see.
Look, Mom, you have to realize that you're not that different from Cynthia.
I most certainly am.
Oh, come on, Mom. You speak ill of everyone, even your closest friends. You manipulate people. You're an unbelievable narcissist. You're self-obsessed.
That's a bit redundant, isn't it?
You find fault with everything. And frankly, I don't know anyone who enjoys spending time with you, let alone would cry at your funeral.
That's one point of view.
She turns toward Charlie with an expectant look, his brows knit.
Charlie, I notice you haven't said anything.
Actually, crazy she-bat was mine.
Again, Mom, we're only telling you this because we care about you, right, Charlie? We care about you. And it's not too late for you to change and become the kind of person that people would dearly miss.
When you're dead.
You've given me a lot to think about.
Yes, and while you're thinking, remember the spirit in which it was intended.
Oh, I won't forget that.
Good, good.
Listen, I think I'm going to beg off dinner tonight.
Good, good. Aw.
Goodbye, boys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Alan scurries to open the front door for her.
Okay.
Okay? What's okay? What do you see that's okay?
Well, we got out of dinner.
Yes, but at what cost?
Sure, her feelings are hurt right now, but that'll pass in time. And then she'll see this as an opportunity to grow and change.
Do you actually believe that?
I have to, Charlie. I have to.
Alan, Charlie, and Alan's tubby son Jake sit around the kitchen table.
Yo, mad props on the sandwich, Dad. This PB&J is off the hook.
Excuse me?
He's been watching MTV Cribs. Kid's a sponge.
For shizzle, my dizzle.
Hey, MC Skidmark.
Hefty Berta.
Here's something else you left in your pants.
A crumpled envelope.
All right, I was supposed to mail this.
What is it?
It's a birthday card Mom gave me to send her grandma.
Oh, God.
Today's Mom's birthday.
You forgot Mom's birthday?
Did you remember it?
Hey, no one expects me to remember anything. When's the last time you talked to her?
I don't know. Probably when we told her she's a horrible person and nobody likes her.
Oh, yeah. That was a fun day.
Guess I could save this for next year.
No. You'll give it to her in person. We'll go out, we'll buy her a present, and then we'll bring it to her.
Oh, gee, Alan, she hasn't talked to us in weeks. Don't you think showing up with a gift might jeopardize that?
We have to go. If we don't show up, we'll never hear the end of it.
True that.
You tell him, poop dog.
They mooch around a department store.
Yo, check out the bling.
Jake, I'm not going to tell you again. You're a pasty white kid. Start acting like one.
Fine. Oh, this is cool.
An eagle ornament.
It does say Mom.
Try to be serious. Jake, if you really want to help, try to find something that's more appropriate for your grandma.
Like what?
See if they got a grizzly bear ripping apart a salmon.
They browse the trinkets. A sales assistant.
Hi there. May I help you find something?
Oh, yeah. We're looking for a birthday gift for our mother.
Oh, how sweet. When's her birthday?
Today.
Oh.
He forgot.
Well, tell me something about her. What does she like?
Hurting people.
Charlie, it's a little hard to answer that because we have a bit of a strained relationship.
Oh, so you'd like to find a gift that would help bring you closer together.
No. This is just your standard family obligation. Here it is, happy birthday, stay off our backs kind of thing.
But with a pretty bow. Mm.
I see. And what is your price range?
Enough that she can't complain, but not so much that it's worth her while to return it.
Exactly.
Have you considered a nice perfume? Do you know her scent?
Oh, actually, I don't.
I do.
You do?
Yep. You carry Chanel number 666.
You know, I think I'm going to let the two of you just browse a bit more, and I'll be back. Maybe.
Great news. It's on sale.
A bear with a salmon. A plush apartment.
Now remember, this was not a last-minute thing. Our plan all along was to surprise her.
I know how to lie, Dad.
We're not lying. We're being considerate.
By lying.
Happy birthday! Oh, what a surprise.
That was the plan all along.
I don't know what to say. After the last time we spoke, I assumed...
Oh, come on, Mom. No matter what, you're still our mother, right, Charlie? You're still our mother. Give her present, Jake.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Oh, it's heavy.
It's just a bowl. I wanted to get you a bear eating a fish.
But we got her a nice crystal bowl instead. So, can we come in?
Actually, I'm having a little party.
A party?
And you didn't invite us?
Charles, if someone's not going to mourn at my funeral, I certainly don't want them at my birthday party.
Well, then who's here?
People who love me, people who care about me and accept me for who I am.
Oh, I gotta see this.
Please come in.
Charlie storms past her inside.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Charlie, Alan, Jake, I'd like you to meet Roger and Philip and their son, Chang Poo.
These are my sons and grandson.
Oh, hi.
Nice to meet you. Hello. Your mom is such an incredible woman.
Oh, she's like the loving mother I never had.
Oh, she's fabulous.
We're one big happy family.
The two guys and tubby Oriental kid surround her lovingly.
Son of a bitch. She got new people.
Charlie, Alan, and Jake stand aghast.
Who are these guys?
You're surprised I have friends?
You're surprised that I'm surprised?
Roger works in my real estate office. Philip does my hair, and I introduce them. They make a lovely couple, don't they?
Yeah, I guess. And they adopted Chung King?
Chang Poo. Yes, from China. Of course, I had to help them a bit, you know, greasing the bureaucratic wheels.
You bribed someone?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I merely slept with the commie.
Alan's with Roger and Philip.
Is this goose liver?
Oh, it's quail pate with endive.
Philip's special recipe.
No, you gotta give it to me.
Well, I'll trade you my recipe for your mother.
Done.
You are so lucky. My mother is a bitch on wheels.
Your mother? What about my mother?
Fine, your mother's a bitch too.
Thank you.
The boys.
So do you have a PlayStation or an Xbox?
I have a cello.
What do you play on that?
Beethoven, Brahms, Bach, Shostakovich.
So, no Grand Theft Auto?
Jake shrugs. Philip emerges with a cake.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Evie. Happy birthday to you.
My boys, my boys. You.
Make a wish.
Why? You're already here. My wish has come true.
She blows out the candles.
Who wishes for two gay guys and a Chinese kid?
Oh, and now, Evie, we have a very special present for you.
What do you think? A bear eating a bear?
Chang Poo is going to perform a cello concerto. He wrote it himself in your honor.
How marvelous.
Jake looks at Alan.
Should I give her the card now?
Forget about the card, Jake.
Shh. Shampoo is gonna play. Don't feel bad. I bet he can't burp the alphabet.
Charlie, Alan, and Jake in the car at night.
Well, that was one of the most bizarre evenings I've ever spent.
It was right up there.
I thought it was fabulous.
You know what's happened, don't you? We've been replaced.
Hey, fine with me. As long as she's got Siegfried and Roy, we don't have to deal with her anymore.
Oh, it's fine with me, too. I can't believe she conned these guys into thinking she's a good witch.
Well, we know she's not.
Damn right.
You said it, sister.
Hey, SpongeBob gay pants. Take a break.
Jake zips his lips.
You don't think we might have been wrong about Mom?
What?
I'm just saying that Roger and Philip obviously see something in her that we don't.
Who knows her better, us or them?
Oh, us, no question. But maybe there's a part of her we're missing.
Alan, there's a part of her she's missing.
It's called her soul. Snap.
Jake clicks his fingers flamboyantly. A sunny morning at Charlie's Malibu beach house. Charlie glances around as he dials the phone.
Hey, Mom, how are you?
Charlie, what a pleasant surprise.
Oh, I was just calling to say happy birthday again and thanks for last night. It was so nice to meet Philip and Roger and Shanghai.
Chang Poo. And thank you for the lovely crystal bowl.
Oh, good, you like it.
Like it? Well, I love it. I'm admiring it right now.
She isn't.
Great, great.
Listen, dear, I've really got to go.
No, wait, Mom. I want to clear the air about that stuff that got said a couple of weeks ago.
What's that?
Well, I don't have any problems with you being who you are. That whole thing about you needing to change, well, that's Alan's deal.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah, the thing that I love about our relationship is that you don't try to change me and I don't try to change you. We accept each other as, you know, incapable of changing.
That is very sweet.
Okay, here you go. Eggs Benedict, my own recipe.
Anything else?
No, I guess not. Love you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Who was that?
Oh, nobody. Now, You said there was something important you wanted to talk to me about?
Yeah, I was just thinking about...
Too much lemon juice in the hollandaise sauce.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry.
You should ask Philip for his recipe.
I will.
You might also ask him who cuts his hair. You don't have to be gay to look nice.
I'll ask. Anyway, I just wanted to clear the air about a few things.
Really? Like what?
Well, you know, that stuff that got said a couple of weeks ago, I just want you to know it was Charlie's idea.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah, I only went along because, you know, he's the older brother and he might have been drunk.
Well, I'm just glad one of my sons cares about me.
I do. I love you, Mommy.
Right back at you. Now, skedaddle. Philip and Roger will be here any minute.
Oh, okay. Oh, look. There they are. Philip, Roger, and Chang Pu. Huh, no pictures of me or Jake.
Sweetheart, I've been asking for a decent picture for years. All I've ever gotten was a school photo of Jake where he appeared to be sucking on his shirt.
Oh, yeah. They serve spaghetti on picture day. Oh, hey, you know what we should do? We should get together and take a nice family portrait.
Well, that sounds lovely.
Great, I'll set it up.
Terrific.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Did I tell you that I love you, Mommy?
Yes, but I never tire of hearing it.
Oh, well, in that case, I love you, Mommy.
Alan waves at her as he goes. Her wave wilts as she turns to her breakfast.
I really should have stopped drinking during pregnancy.
She eats her eggs Benedict. Charlie winces as he shuffles downstairs in his T-shirt and pajama bottoms to find a photographer setting up a studio in the lounge.
Hello? Hello.
Charlie wanders past the lights and backdrops to find Alan and Jake in suits in the kitchen.
Hey, Alan.
Yeah?
I couldn't help noticing there's a photographer in the living room.
Oh, yeah, we're taking a family picture.
Family picture? Would it be rude of me to point out the obvious flaw in your plan?
I didn't think you'd be interested.
I'm not. So it's just you and little Lord Scratch and Sniff.
Hey, if you don't sniff it, you don't know what it is.
Jake storms out.
Actually, it's a picture of me, Jake, and Mom.
Mom? Mom who?
She said she didn't have any good pictures of us.
Wait a minute. When did you talk to Mom?
She called me.
You've been sucking up to her behind my back, haven't you?
Charlie, you have no idea how insane that sounds.
All I know is after everything that's happened, I would never talk to her without talking to you first.
You wouldn't?
What kind of person do you take me for? I'd rather cut off my arm than pick up the phone and try to undermine my own brother.
Me too. That's why I'm taking a bullet here for the both of us.
Well, thanks.
You don't have to thank me.
I'm your brother.
Oh, Mommy's here. Might as well get this over with.
Wait a sec, hang on. Let me go change.
You actually want to be in the picture?
No. Are you kidding? But it's not fair for you to have to do it alone.
Oh, well, thanks.
You don't have to thank me. I'm your brother.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, dear.
Hi, Mom. How are you? Good to see you.
Hi, Charlie.
Oh, what a marvelous house. Adorable.
Mom?
Said you wanted a family portrait. Their family.
Roger, Philip, and Sheng Pu.
Okay, well, I'm going back to bed.
Wait, Charlie, what about the picture?
Put me down for a wallet size.
I just love what you're wearing.
Jake puts his hands on his hips and eyes Sheng Pu. Later, Sheng Pu plays.
But what? What was all that crap in the beginning?
Introduction of my own composition.
Yeah, well, no offense, but smoke on the water doesn't begin with crap on the water.
Jake has a guitar.
My apologies.
Okay, let's take it from the top. One, two, three, four.
The play date was a good idea.
Yeah. Let's see how Grandma likes her prodigy after he sponges up our sponge.
ITFC audio description.
Men, 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 manly men, men.